Hello, everybody. Welcome to my healing world. I hope you're having a fabulous day out there wherever you are. I'm sitting in Vancouver, BC, and it's a rainy, cold, dark day. And winter has definitely come and arrived. I want to remind everyone out there that in Vancouver, BC, we've had almost 10 months of gray and wet. And, you know, I'm just so happy that next week I'm heading to Maui. So I'll be doing my reporting from Hawaii and Maui, and hopefully you'll all enjoy the more brighter me when I get there. This week I did get a sunbed in because that's an important piece of my rituals, and I've taken my 10,000 units of vitamin D, and I'm sitting in front of my blue light right now because I am a very sensitive person, and SAD is a well-known situation for the people of the Pacific Northwest, and I thought I would serve as a public service announcement for everyone to just get their vitamin D levels checked. So what's happening in my world this week is that I have really understood that I want to simplify my life, that I want to just enjoy my life, because if it's not fun, then there's no use me continuing what I'm doing, because I wasn't put on this planet to suffer. And I'm really looking forward to see if that will manifest in my creative thinking, and I can only hope for the best, and I want you to all just wish me well. I got a great call this week from my girlfriend in Palm Beach, Florida, and this morning we set a deal together that we would start working together. And I really like that. I like the fact that I work with people I enjoy working with, and I have always strived in my last 20 years to simplify the business as best as I could so that I could be effective and I can be efficient and that I can just, you know, crush it when it comes to doing the work. And the work is to show people that it's a simple business model and that you can make money at it. And, you know, the only investment is your time and maybe $100 to $200 a month in product, which you can just sell or use or gift or use as promotional material for all the people that you are going to introduce into your business. I'm going to be very generic about the way I say things because I know that there's going to be a lot of people listening to the program that might have their own products to sell. And in still within the network marketing or the residual income making business. And I just want to be open to being heard by everyone. And so I won't actually, you know, name the name, but things I'm working on from now on, because I really want you to understand that network marketing has been here for over 30 years. And it's a real business that brings you in cash flow. It's your own business. Everyone's responsible for their own business. If you tell nobody, you don't make any money. If you tell a few people, you'll make maybe enough to, you know, buy you a bit of product. Not much. There's always going to be suffering because you won't be making enough. But if you tell enough people, or more than enough people, you actually get a nice trickle-down effect. And I'm sure you're out there and you're part of a team doing this kind of work, and you know that you've seen the paychecks. You've seen the people get up on the stage and get their cars. You've seen their, you know, people that you know, are living an idyllic life because they have money coming in from all over the planet, because that is your market. Your market is international, and it's global, and it's universal. You know, you're not limited by borders, and you're not limited by your lack of friends. I mean, you have chances to meet people wherever you are. Like today, I walked home from the school and I met my kid's friend's father, and he is a internet specialist. And I says, "Oh, don't you want to make, you know, $200 to $1,500 extra a month just by taking your little finger and clicking your little computer?" He says, "Well, how do you do that?" Well, I said, "You know, if you're interested, I'll tell you." And he says, I'm interested. And I went, fabulous. That's a great attitude. I'll come back. I'll send you material, and then we'll have a conversation about it. And that was easy. I was just patting myself on the back going, oh my goodness, I've gotten it down to almost 5 minutes or less with anyone to introduce them to the opportunity to make extra money in their lives. Don't we all want to make a little bit more money in our lives? You know, pick any product, pick any company, but lead with the money. We all know that products are good. Some of them are bad, but most products are good, or there's no business to be done. Why do we have to scrutinize so badly? When you see that car on the side of the road, you don't ask if it works or not. You just say, oh my goodness, that's the vehicle I want to be in. And then after you buy it, that's when you start noticing that, you know, oh my goodness, the gas mileage is a pretty, ooh, or, ooh, that broke down, or this broke down, or whatever. But most people don't see it that way. They see a vehicle for what it is, a pretty thing that they want to represent. And why don't we all just get off of it and understand that it's a business? You go into the candy store to buy candy. No one's forcing you to go into that store to buy candy. You decided that you wanted to go in that store and buy some candy. Well, the guy who set up the business to sell you candy, he's like going, I want everybody to buy candy. No, he's realist. He's a realist, and he knows that only a few people want to buy candy. Most people might not want to buy candy, but you know, the few that are going to buy candy, they're going to buy it with me. Because what? I opened up a storefront that represents my way of making money. It's not everyone's way of making money, but it's my way of making money. And guess what? I'm heading to Maui next. I get to take my business with me. For me, I'm going to Maui. I'm just going to sit on the side of a beach somewhere. I'm going to meet people. And you know, you got to look at demographics. People who go to Maui, they have cash flow. They got to Maui. There's going to be people who are actually entrepreneurs there. And as long as I present myself properly and I present the business properly, I've done my business. And I will do business there. So I will write off my plane ticket. I will write off my expenses. I will write off my hotel. And anything that it took to make that business deal, I will write it off. And if you're working for someone right now and you're getting a paycheck, you don't have that opportunity. So let me give you this advice. Pick something you like, understand it, that it is your business, and then make some work out of it. And how do you do that? You have to get beyond your thoughts of whether it's right or wrong, whether the product's good or bad, whether, you know, you can do it or not. You know, you don't say that when you go into a job. When you go into a job, you say, hey, I want this job because it's going to give me some money. You don't get into the job and say, oh, the ethics of this company, I really don't trust it. And I don't really think that this is going to pan out. And I can't do the job. You get into a business because you know you can do the business. And as long as you understand that you can do the business, then do it. It is all that you need to do. Work for your outcome. See your results. Myself, you know, I've always been a product leader, and I have been up to about a month ago, but someone very smart who actually makes money in network marketing said to me, as an immigrant, I don't understand the work ethics of North Americans. You know, they just think that everything's going to be handed to them on a platter. You know, me, I come from Algeria, and when I come here, I see a land of opportunity. An opportunity to get better, to support my family, to have a good life. I work at being excellent in my life. And the man owns his own holistic healing center, so ethically he is a wonderful person. And He also is a magnificent network marketer because he loves his product. You know, I love my products. I do not go into businesses that don't where I don't love my products. I cannot tell you how to make money at something if I don't like the product. If I like the product, I can tell you till I'm blue in the face how to make money from it. See, because I really don't want to tell you that I'm a rocket scientist. I don't want to tell you that I know how to cure anything. I do not want to spend my life showing you your nutritional levels. I do not want to, you know, tell you to go out and exercise. If you can't do it for yourself, I'm not going to be your nag. I tell myself to be the best I can be. And then I tell everybody how to make money from network marketing. I just realized that that's going to be my niche. It's really an important part of my life. I've studied it for 20 years, but I've always been a product-driven operator. And I'm really understanding that that's not where I want to focus. My focus is to show you within 3 minutes how to simply say how network marketing works. If you want to figure out the money plan or the compensation plan, you can, once you've signed on, take a look at it and check it out. But really, it's as simple as this. 1, choose a company. 2, find your store levels. 3, get on autoship. And 4, you gotta tell 6 people to do the same as you. Now, if you can get 6 people right away, that is fabulous. But if you cannot, then what you have to do is you have to sift through a lot of wheat to get through everything to get to the gem, the germ of the wheat. You have to sift through it all. And the only way you can do that is by presenting and presenting and presenting yourself as a person representing this company that represents this product and that you're excited to do this product, right? That's the simplicity of it. And I know because I've done a lot of these companies and I've done my best to kind of disseminate it into doable practices. You see, because you're not going to do something you don't love. Really. You won't do it if it's not something you love. And I love network marketing. I just needed to have time to figure out how to do it where it was congruent to my soul so that I was presenting myself as humbly and as enthusiastically as I can. I am not a salesman. I could never be a salesman. I have to come from my heart. And so when I find a product that I like, I'm coming from my heart. But I've now directed my heart to come from offering the opportunity to network and create a team of people around you that will help you to create the income that network marketing can provide. That can be anywhere from $300 to $1,500 a month extra over what your source of income is now. Would it not be nice to have that? I just question yourself and say, I would like to make $300 to $1,500 more a month, and I would like to do it through a networking system and getting residual income, and I'm willing to learn. And if you're willing to learn, I'm willing to teach you. So that's a nutshell, My Healing World with Monica.ca. I hope you had a great time listening to this one. Again, it came from my heart, and I will continue coming from my heart forever. Thank you.